שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא
הגישה של לימוד חוכמת הקבלה. We will start our lesson with excerpts on the subject of the approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. We will start with excerpt 17. You can find all of our materials on kabbalahmedia.info and you can send us questions live on kab.tv.
The approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. What should this study give me, actually? At each and every moment, I need to try to be the created being in my life, the correct created being. The correct created being means that he feels, he understands, he detects that everything that is in him, either in whatever form he feels from within, or even that he is what is brought from all kinds of peoples and impressions from the outside through the still, vegetative, animate, and speaking, but from the outside, he feels that all of those are influences from the Creator. Influences from the Creator only, because there is none else besides him. And also, accordingly, if he detects that in some influence on him, he feels that he notices not the Creator, but rather the corporeal source of it that brings him a certain impression, then he needs to correct himself and to try to be adhered to the Creator, that he is the one who is arranging this impression for him, positive or negative, it doesn't matter. And actually, this is what we need to try to do each and every moment, being each time, every moment, to enter contact with the upper force, on top of those influences that we feel from all kinds of sources in the world, either from within, from inside of us, or from the outside. However, the most important is that we detect that it is all coming from the Creator. We want to be adhered with that. This is called to place upon us the Creator as the upper force, one unique and unified. Therefore, before the study, and even before we wake up in the morning, the moment we wake up, we immediately should try to determine that there is none else besides him. And it doesn't matter which influences we receive from our life, it is all, there is none else besides him. Well, and let's continue out of this with the approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Yes, the approach to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the approach to the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we will be reading excerpt 17 from the Ramchal Derech Hashem. One who purifies and sanctifies himself by his actions will draw, through his learning, bestowal to the extent of the preparation that he had prepared himself. And the more he prepares, the more precious and powerful becomes the study. Again, one who purifies and sanctifies himself by his actions will draw, through his learning, bestowal to the measure of the preparation that he had prepared himself. And the more he prepares, the more precious and powerful becomes the study.
It's precisely so. The more we ascribe everything to the Creator before the study, to that extent, through the study, we extend and extend through
אני לדודי ודודי לי, בצורה ישירה, שזה בעצם הדבקות.
Which actually is what adhesion is. And this is the most important thing we need to do through our connection, through our dissemination, and mostly through our study. So please. Here there's nothing to ask. We just have to do it. And along the way, when we will have questions, we should direct them again to the Creator to work on them. Until it will be clear to me, until it will be felt in me that everything that is in me is from the Creator, and everything that awakens in me should only be aimed at Him. And the entire world, olam, is ha'alama, concealment, that only brings me the concealment of the Creator, and then I have to make sure that this concealment will disappear until the Creator will be revealed in His full force. Dudi, you want to ask something?
And what is then revealed behind all these concealments?
That there is none else besides Him. That He is the source of all of it. And to the extent that I discover that He is the source, then I discover all His goodness, because it's impossible that I discover bad, evil, because the bad all comes from the concealment. Everything comes from the Creator. If it comes through concealment, then I feel bad in it, in quantity and quality. And if I try to cancel the concealment, then accordingly I discover the Creator as good. Please.
Excerpt 18 from Abasha's article, What are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? A person must make great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results, meaning so that the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. Then, through the Torah, he becomes a wise disciple. What is a wise disciple? Baal HaSulam said that it is a student who learns from the wise. That is, the Creator is called wise. And a person who learns from Him is called a disciple of the wise one. What should one learn from the Creator? He said that a person should learn only one thing from the Creator. It is known that the Creator wishes only to bestow. Likewise, man should learn from Him to be a giver, a bestower. This is called a wise disciple.
Maybe again?
Again, excerpt 18, Abash, what are Torah and work in the way of the Creator? A person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results, meaning so the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. Then, through the Torah, he becomes a wise disciple. What is a wise disciple? Baal HaSulam said that it is a student who learns from the wise. That is, the Creator is called wise, and a person who learns from Him is called a disciple of the wise. What should one learn from the Creator? He said that a person should learn only one thing from the Creator. It is known that the Creator wishes only to bestow. Likewise, man should learn from Him to be a bestower. This is called a wise disciple.
I realize that it's all clear because there are no questions. Okay. So then, I don't have much to add here.
We do?
Oh, okay, Ita 4, please.
Buongiorno, Rav. Qual è il giusto equilibrio tra gli studi e il lavoro in decina alla divulgazione quali sono più efficaci i mezzi, studio o azioni?
What is the proper equilibrium, the proper balance between working in the tent, dissemination and study?
Study in the ten, well, study and the study in the ten, work and the work in the ten, and in general, I think that the goal should be that I will be so connected with the ten that I will feel that I'm receiving everything through them. It takes time, and it takes efforts. It seems to me completely dispersed. Where is the ten? Where are the friends? Here, there, and I need to see how I get along with this. But what turns out is that in the end, after a lot of time, I ask myself, why do I nevertheless not succeed in coming closer to the Creator? How come I don't feel that I can perform some action, and with this action I'm coming closer to Him? And here there is already truly a question of what do we do? Then I reach the understanding that only if I will focus my work in the ten, so that through the ten, through the connection, the convergence of the friends, I want to feel the Creator, then I can aim myself to Him correctly and feel Him. And also, when I receive something, I need to imagine to myself that I'm receiving it through the ten. It could be things that are entirely not relevant to the ten, but I receive it through them. And if I will aim myself in such a way, both in receiving from the Creator that I'm receiving through the ten, and I want to discover it practically, actually, and also that I'm bestowing the Creator, I have no one else to bestow to in return, right? I bestow through the ten, then I truly have what we call Israel, the light and the Creator, are one. That in such a way, I position these three points precisely, aiming me correctly. The Creator is unclear, not felt. However, me and the ten, if I aim myself correctly towards the ten, then surely it's as I shoot through two points. When I look through these two points, for sure I'm aiming correctly to the goal. So my whole work should be about how much do I yearn to be connected with the ten in order to feel through it that I'm receiving bestowal from the Creator, and in order to bestow to the Creator, if I want to bestow to the Creator, it's also only through it. I don't have to talk about it with the friends, but here, when we begin to work in that, we begin to feel in it all of our ego that specifically works against that. There is nothing other than that. Meaning, if I aim myself correctly to the Creator, then here I feel all of the difficulty. As we learn about the students of Rabbi Shimon who wanted to kill each other, because here all of the disturbances become revealed. This is why it's worthwhile for us to really pay attention to this. How do I How do I constantly depict to myself that I'm receiving from the Creator through the Ten, and I bestow to the Creator through the Ten? And if I will persist in that, I will see how to advance onward correctly. Okay, well, we have a few questions. Okay, Holland.
Holland. Great effort before study. To clarify it, what is this great effort?
This is precisely the effort that I need to do before the study, that I depict to myself that I am connected through the Ten to the Creator, and the Creator through the Ten is connected with me, and whatever I received when I woke up from the sleep, or when I came to the lesson after work, or when I'm in the middle of some act during the day, however I connect to the lesson, I connect with the Creator, I need to depict that I'm connecting to Him through the friends. The matter of the society, the group being in the middle, is something really important. First of all, it's important because it is the truth. I'm always in Havaya. I'm a part of Havaya. Secondly, since we are in a special time now together of the end of correction, the generation of the Messiah, the last generation. And therefore, we need to depict to ourselves that we are truly connecting in such a way through the group, the Ten, humanity, all of the souls, the entire Kli of Adam Rishon, which is truly one soul, to the Creator. We need to try to see this system clearly, that it exists before us.
Kiev.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Вот представить, что я получаю.
Hello, dear Raf. So I need to, needing to imagine myself that I'm receiving from the Creator through the Ten, that's not difficult, because I can see that I'm overcoming, I receive power. But as you said, to give to the Creator through the Ten, what is that? How do you give to the Creator through the Ten?
Whatever you pass, even if it seems to you that it's not to the Creator, rather just to the world, to someone, something, nevertheless, you are in the system of Adam Rishon. It nevertheless passes through the system of Adam Rishon to you, and from you in return, through the system, through the same system, to the Creator, and there is nothing else. Therefore, you have no choice. You need to make an effort to discover this system, and this way you will advance and discover it. And it's just that the things that you receive from the Creator or not from the Creator, let's say someone says bad things about you. Just like this, in the street you hear that someone said something about you or about us. Certainly, it also comes from the Creator, only He is the source of all of the actions. There is none else besides Him. So that there is something that comes from anyone else, some source from which some action emerges, good or bad, and it comes through the world, through all of us, for everyone. But in the end, through your Ten, to you. And that way, try to see it this way, that we have nothing else besides this. Israel, the Light, and the Creator is one. You and the Ten, and the Creator, the Upper Force, the Upper Light, only in each and every situation, this is the only thing that exists. And not only about the good things, but also about the bad things Whatever they say about you, or they yell at you, they get upset at you, it all comes in such a way, only in order to give you, through all of these influences, good and bad as one, to allow you to be connected through the Ten to the Creator.
Ну вот скажите, как все-таки, когда ты через десятку пытаешься отдавать Творцу, то есть вот есть товарищи, там, за которые
okay, but
прошу,
when you try to give to the Creator through the Ten, there are friends I ask for that I feel. How to envision the address, the final address through the Ten?
There's some total of whatever you can imagine in the Ten. Imagine the Creator this way, only this way. I have nothing else to say.
French.
Hello, Rav. Rav, what makes us eligible in this last generation of becoming students of the wise?
In the last generation where we exist, we, all of us, are worthy. The whole world is worthy. You see that we have students, friends, all over the world, of all kinds of humanity, and they all can enter, and no one is checked in any way. If you want to, please, go ahead. This is the sign of the last generation. Before that, there were all kinds of examinations and all kinds of limitations on the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah. But not in our times. And about this, they write even from the days of the Ari. Rav Chaim Vital writes about it, and other Kabbalists, through Baal Shem Tov, until it came to us. Everything is wide open to everyone, because the whole world already needs to reach the revelation of the Creator and adhesion with Him. That's it. So there is no limitation on the study of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and there is no limitation on anyone. Everyone are desired and worthy.
Baltia.
Доброе утро. Когда мы занимаемся распространением, это та же самая формула, что через...
Good morning. When we engage in dissemination, is that also according to this formula of working through the Ten for the Creator, or is it something else?
When I engage in dissemination, whatever I do, I do it personally, but individually, but nevertheless, I connect to the Creator, or what I try to bring to Him, all of my actions, nevertheless, pass through the Ten. And it's desirable to also imagine to ourselves that through the Ten, we are influencing external people. And this is how it is also according to the system that we study. All in all, what am I doing? In dissemination. In my dissemination, I connect, I ascribe to my Ten, additional people, strangers that are outside of the Ten, so that they too would be connected. And when we will take from them their deficiencies, we will be able to pass them through the Ten and raise these deficiencies to the Creator. And then we will receive from the Creator an additional light with which to connect these deficiencies. To correct these deficiencies. And it will all pass through us. From below upwards, the deficiency will pass from us. And from above downward, the light will pass through us. And then, to the extent that we disseminate, we more and more acquire a deficiency. And to the extent that we connect with the Creator in order to pass the answer to our dissemination, we get more light. It turns out that all in all, we gain from both directions. both from the side of those that we disseminate to and also from the side of the Creator from whom we receive.
Maktu. Maktu.
Бокер, вопрос нашего товарища, который не может задать вопрос сам.
Good morning. It's a question from a friend who cannot ask. What does it mean to ask the Creator through the Ten?
What does it mean to ask of the Creator through the Ten? It means that I do not turn to the Creator personally on my own behalf, because such a request is hardly useful. Well, it is useful, but in a very minuscule manner. And usually, after a few years even, when I try and try and try in such a way to reach the Creator, I start to realize that I'm turning by myself. And then I begin to think about how do I connect more and more to the Ten so that from it, integrally, when I'm connected to it and out of it, I ask the Creator, when I'm its representative, the representative of the Ten, then by that I reach the Creator in order to pass the question to Him and get the answer from Him. My question cannot be a question until it is included in all of the ten deficiencies of my friends and myself. And also, the Creator, when He answers, the upper light has to pass through everyone, and then when it reaches me, I can understand His answer. It's a partsuf. And only in such a way can it work, from it to the Creator, and from the Creator to it.
Second question from me personally. What does it mean to be a representative of the Ten?
The representative of the Ten means that I imagine to myself that I exist as though I'm gathering from the entire Ten our deficiencies, our desires, all of our questions, and I pass it to the Creator from the Ten. This means that I'm the representative. One time I'm Malchut, one time I'm Ketel of the Ten friends. And this is how I work. And this is how it is with each and every one of the Ten.
Thank you.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Estimado Rab, yo siguiendo su historia como científico.
Thank you, dear Rab.
Entiendo lo mismo en cada pregunta. Usted tiene la perspectiva que va más allá de.
I follow your words.
La persona ordinaria.
Like a scientist.
Eso quiero destacar a todo el clima mundial.
And we know that we are talking about something which is above the common person. I want to tell the whole world clearly that I've always adored their work, their investment. And the wisdom of Kabbalah is tremendous and important.
I don't hear a question.
¿Cuál pregunta?
La pregunta es, sí, la pregunta es, ¿cómo nosotros podemos
actuar
en términos efectivos dentro de la sociedad para tomar control de la misma?
How can we bestow and influence the external society without taking over it?
We don't need to take control over anyone because the Creator is in control. We just have to be those who link through us to the Creator. When some device is standing in the middle that is connecting, let's say, between me and you, it's in the middle, then this device, this is what we need to be. So that through this device I can connect with you and through it you can connect with me. That is all. We just have to be those who are the conduit, the pipeline, as Bala Sulam writes in Matan Torah, the giving of Torah and Arvut, in those articles, that we just have to be a pipeline for the whole world, to pass through the whole world the knowledge of the Creator and a connection with the Creator, not more than that, and to bring it to the world in such a way that it's not just a pipeline, rather this human pipeline is the 10. That is, what do we do? We want to explain. We want to take part. We need to provide them with a connection. We want them to be a part of us, and we will be a part of them, so that in the end, the whole of humanity should be as 1 10. 10 sfiot, all in all. One Havaya, those same discernments that we learn about in Ensof, because all of the worlds rise to that Malchut of Ensof, and that's it. And they all come back to Malchut of Ensof, to Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase. This is how it happens. Okay. Petach Tikva 18.
No, אין, סליחה, בסדר?
No, sorry, okay. So, פתח תקווה, 31.
רב, בוקר טוב.
רב, good morning. In recent times, we got to be with the family a lot, and I noticed that many of the useful states, well, they occurred with the wife. I discovered how much of an egoist I am and how focused I am on myself, self-centered.
Wow, you managed to feel such things also?
Yes, it's intolerable in the heat of the moment. And after that, you understand that it's, well, you were truly self-centered, focused only within yourself. And it's intense because we were together for many hours, so the question is how to relate to such states correctly.
What can I tell you? It says that a man's wife is like his body, that whatever you do, it's all related to her as well. This is the person who helps you, who is by your side. Therefore, it's as his body, because this person truly takes care of you, arranges all of the corporeal life for you. Therefore, what you gain spiritually also belongs to her. So, as you receive from her a corporeal service, you also pass on to her a spiritual service.
So you need to develop an ability to just absorb, right? Because these are not simple situations sometimes.
No, you won't be able to do that. The best is if through the 10 you will bestow to the Creator and it will all work along, come along, work out. It's not going to work out through your efforts. Nothing will come out of that besides the opposite. Then you will see that actually the fighting increases and there are more arguments. You just have to aim yourself to the Creator, and from there, peace, completion, wholeness. Only this way.
Just a question of, how does this system work? Because in the heat of the moment, you can't tolerate, you can't withstand these states, but afterwards you see that it was right, that she was right, so to speak.
Well, by this you are being taught what an egoist you are and that you cannot see the truth. Well, what can you do? But this is the truth. Haifa number 3.
Book.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I wanted to ask, in our daily discourse with the Creator, is that the source of energy that we receive?
Well, for sure it is, yes. However, it is hidden or maybe it's revealed already. That is the question. But the source is entirely from there.
So he's also the source of joy, right? We can be in all sorts of states, and when we enter this dialogue, then we get happiness and connection.
Yes, certainly. Brazil won. You don't hear us?
No, Brazil.
My view.
Good morning, Hav.
Good morning.
My view, the friends are perfect. So, what is deficiency? Must I take from the friends to ask to Creator?
Yeah,
the force. From the friends, usually you need to get the force, support, so that your request to the Creator will bring an additional bestowal of the Creator to the entire ten.
Latin four.
Buenos días, amado Rat y amados amigos.
Buenos días.
¿Qué debemos hacer nosotros para poder ser el conducto perfecto para bajar la luz? ¿Y en qué momentos es más adecuado? ¿En la clase matinal? ¿En la clase Zohar? ¿En las reuniones de conexión de los amigos?
How can we become the perfect conductor of the light, the best conductor for all of the nations? Is it more correctly done in the morning lessons, Zohar lessons, work in the 10? Does the time matter when we do it?
It doesn't depend on the time. It doesn't depend on what you engage in. It depends on the extent to which you open your heart so as to be connected to the 10, through the 10 to the whole world, the whole of humanity. And this is what you want to raise up to the Creator, for Him to correct and fill, because by that you give Him the greatest contentment.
All
right, so we have, we also have Petach Tikva 18.
What is clear is that there is none else besides Him. This is the only fact that exists in reality. What is unclear is how do we attain that?
You attain it through effort. I have nothing more to say about that. And you know this from all the sources. You know everything that's written there. So use it, be patient, and you will receive.
Thank you very much. I do have patience. Thanks.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
A question from our friend. When a person tries to be in this thought that there is none else besides him, by this, how does he help his friends?
When we are aiming towards the Creator as the one source, and that there's none else besides him, we connect to that source and we want the whole world, everyone in the world, to connect through us, because we have no other way to receive a good bestowal, the upper light upon us. Otherwise, we will be, how to put it, not aimed correctly, and we will receive something like this or something like that. It won't be consistent, methodical. Us wanting by ourselves to be connected and aiming towards the Creator, then it's written, as in Baal HaSulam, it's written that then people take into their own hands the means to advance forward and to bring about the purpose of creation, to fulfill the purpose of creation, not in its time, in due time, but rather hastening it and so on. And if we want to do that, we have to unite into a ten, and then to unite many tens and the whole world with that ten, and then turn to the Creator and so on. And if we don't do that, we fall, and from time to time, we fall into the path of Be'ito, in due time. And then we advance through suffering.
Moscow free.
Москва, Шалош.
Доброе утро. Своих...
Good morning.
Высоких желаниях я еще... Своих каких-то высоких желаниях я еще могу построить связь, цепочку, что я...
In my high desires, I can build a connection, a chain, me, the ten, and the creator. But what about the desire to drink a cup of coffee or eat some meat? How do I build that chain then? Where's the ten?
What you want to receive through a cup of coffee or through a piece of meat or other things, you receive all of that through the ten, necessarily so. It's just concealed from you. So it's worthwhile to disclose to you that all of the pleasures in the world, down to the most inner, most intimate pleasures, all of it you receive through the ten, because I, Havaya, did not change, as it is written. There is no other way to feel anything. It's only through one Havaya. Tbilisi.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Здравствуйте, мировой гли.
Hello, Rav. Hello, World Kli. A question from a friend who cannot ask by himself. So, the question is, when I don't see a reason to pray, what should I do in such a state?
Ask to have a reason to turn to the Creator. Why doesn't He give you questions? Why did He leave you? Why did you become... Well, uninteresting to him. You want to be connected to him. You want to feel. You want to feel what connection exists between you two, where he works for you, you work for him, and not a state where you feel nothing. Even a negative feeling. If it's with the Creator, that's good already. So ask. And if you cannot, then integrate in the group. And do with the group everything you want. Bring them some coffee, buy them, I don't know, a few bottles of beer. Sit together. Even organize the place where you gather. Serve them by translating something, some text, to make it easier for them to access. Do something for the group, and that will certainly bring you closer to the Creator, to a connection with the Creator. And that's how it works. Камиль.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I wanted to know whether... Well, we say that everything comes through the ten, whether it is revealed or concealed. So, was the shattering just an illusion?
No, we discover the shattering. We discover the extent to which we disregard each other and how far we are from one another to the point where, like the students of Rabbi Shimon, we want to kill each other. It's the revelation of the shattering.
We receive in concealment through the ten?
This has nothing to do with that. On the one hand, you have the broken, the shattered ten that we discover according to our own corruption, because anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own flaws. And on the other hand, you have the Creator who bestows upon us, influences us through the ten, and he has no problem doing that. Think about these things. It's all with respect to the individual, to the person, that the ten is more corrected, more corrupted. It's all with respect to the individual.
Good morning, Rav. We gather in the ten. We have a common goal. How do we build a prayer out of our common yearning?
It's good to sit, to take a piece of paper, and to write. And do that as much as you can. It's very good. Even if nothing comes of it, you made the effort for 10 minutes today, tomorrow for another 10 minutes, and so from day to day, and don't leave off it. Continue until you can compose a very organized, well-ordered plea to the Creator. And then you will see if you understand what you're doing, if you ever actually turn to the Creator properly or not. This is an excellent means by which to establish a plea to the Creator. And we don't need anything but for that plea. So good luck. Do that. Don't neglect it.
Ita free.
Luca. Gianluca.
No, Unerdam.
Maestro.
He fell asleep.
Ultimamente ci stai dando, stiamo vedendo l'importanza dello Shatz e del Gabbai all'interno delle decine. Come ci dobbiamo rapportare con questo?
Recently we see the importance of the Shatz and Gabbai in the ten. How should we relate to this role when friends who get the opportunity to carry out this role do not relate to it seriously?
I understand that. It's the same here with us and everywhere else. It's a simple matter, though. Do it in a simple way. What does the Gabbai, the collector, do? He makes order. He organizes. When we meet, when we act together, but what we actually do when we get together, that's the responsibility of the Shatz, the Shliach Tzibur, the emissary of the public. He speaks of the ideology, what we do in the connection between us, and the Gabbai, the collector, he's responsible mostly for the schedule. Clear? All right. Now we have just Chaifa 3, and we can advance.
Good morning. What is the meaning of receiving a deficiency from a friend?
A deficiency from a friend? I don't know what the deficiency of a friend is. The lack of a friend?
Yes.
The lack of the friend is, perhaps what you mean is that I need to feel the lack of the friend in order to connect the Creator to the friend and give him what he wants. Or perhaps the lack of the friend means that I need to feel the lack of the friend in order to turn to the Creator with that lack. Or it may be that I want to feel the lack of the friend in order to connect to that lack with my own lack, and for there to be two lacks and more, 10 lacks altogether is what we need to connect in the 10. The lack of the friend, in general terms, is the lack for the Creator, to connect with the Creator through the connection between us. That is the lack of the friend.
Right,
we have Rehovot here.
Rav, it says that the study will bring the light of Torah by which one will have the ability to be reformed. What precisely do we receive through the ten, and what is this light that reforms us? How does it work?
it can work as an addition of knowledge, intellect, additional emotion. It can be as new states for a higher form of work, greater inspiration. That's how it is. You don't feel light, right? You feel it entering your vessels, and so you feel it as knowledge or emotion or vigor. That's how you get it.
And I need to ascribe it to existence from existence, that it truly comes from the Creator, which is something completely the opposite of me.
I don't care about existence from existence, opposite from the Creator, opposite from me. Just accept it and use it. Otherwise, you'll just go into philosophy and confuse yourself. And that's not good. Tel Aviv 2.
No, yes, Masho.
Anyone?
Good morning, Rav. What is more important, or what needs to be done first, to arrange our appeal to the Creator, a common appeal from the Ten, or to first arrange the love between us in the Ten?
There is nothing more important than the love between us, because then you will really have a proper attitude, proper plea to the Creator.
Focus group.
Shalot me internet.
Questions from the internet. How and by what do we hold on to the intention during the study? How do we constantly renew the right depiction of through the Ten to the Creator?
If you are connected together, if you are connected and you try to feel the magnitude of this connection, the essence of the connection, you will always have a plea to the Creator, wanting to feel it more, to focus it, to magnify it. There's no problem there. It's just to the extent that you are concerned about the connection and its strength and its essence.
Can you please repeat the practice of how exactly do we ask from the Creator through the Ten? How do we do it correctly?
You all start doing it and stop asking about it, because I'm just talking and you're not doing anything. Enough. In this question, I feel that you all want me to work instead of you. And if I talk about it, you don't work afterwards, so why should I repeat? No more clarifications. I really don't want to. If you don't work, if you don't do, you won't receive. If you don't know how to do it, then cry, ask. The Creator will help. Perhaps another one, Dudi. Where are we?
Quote number 19 from Baal Sulam, Introduction to the Study of the Ten Sefirot, item 17. Hence, the student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in his guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to pay you the reward for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvah of the Torah. And in this way, he will be rewarded with enjoying the light in it. And his faith will strengthen and grow through the power, the virtue in this light. As it is written, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Then one can be certain that from Lolishma he will come to Lishma, in a way that even one who knows about himself that he has not yet been rewarded with faith still has hope through the practice of Torah. For if he sets his heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, There is no greater mitzvah than this. It is, as our sages said, Habakkuk came and stressed only this. The righteous shall live by his faith. Furthermore, one has no other counsel. Again, the student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in his guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to pay you the reward for your work. One should aim one's labor to be for the mitzvah of the Torah. And in this way, he will be rewarded with enjoying the light in it. And his faith will strengthen and grow through the virtue in this light. As it is written, it shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Then, one can be certain that from lo lishma, he will come to lishma. In a way that even one who knows about himself that he has not yet been rewarded with faith still has hope through the engagement in Torah. For if he sets his heart and mind to attain faith in the Creator through it, there is no greater mitzvah than this. It is, as our sages said, Habakkuk came and stressed only this. The righteous shall live by his faith. Furthermore, one has no other counsel than less than this.
Meaning that we need to constantly be thinking about the Creator and about how with each and every action we want to receive a reward. And what is the reward? It's that we want to resemble Him, simply to grow, to become Adam, human, similar to the Creator, from the word dome, similar. And so, for every moment to be that way. So this is a very important excerpt. Rabash would often point us to this excerpt, for us to read and to try to delve deeper into. So, I recommend to repeat it again and again. Even today, when you have your talks in the tens, scrutinize this excerpt, scrutinize each and every sentence. And the student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in his guidance in reward and punishment. Yes. We need to be confident that we have a reward or punishment awaiting us at every turn, at any moment. And we should know what reward we want and what punishment we want also. Meaning that if we receive punishments, then what kind? So that we will understand from these punishments what's happening, where do we get them from, who's giving us the punishment, what does he want us to understand and do, and how to come close to him. Punishment is also good. We, the egoists, don't understand the good way, right? Positivity. We only understand pressure exerted on us. So it's not that we ask for it to happen, but why don't we ask for punishments? Because it's not good in the eyes of the Creator, where seemingly we turn to Him and tell Him, give us punishments. The Creator doesn't mete out punishment. Only good comes from Him. But when all this good abundance comes to us, and we are not prepared to receive all this goodness, then we feel it as a punishment. We feel it as punishment. If you give a child a study book from a higher grade. Let's say he's in first grade, you bring him a study book from second grade, and he looks at it like a punishment. What, he needs to now learn this, and so on. But in truth, it's reward. Meaning reward and punishment, it all depends on our preparation. If we're not ready, then we advance, or advancement seems like a punishment. If we are prepared, then advancement seems like a reward. Where the...
Reshaim?
Huh?
Reshaim?
Sham Reshaim?
The wicked?
Yes, where the righteous are blessed, the wicked falter and suffer. And it all depends on the preparation that the person has made. And so if we begin to study, we need to think of how to fortify ourselves with the power of faith, meaning that I need to believe that my study will bring me to connection. And so we will advance. So go over this one a few times and prepare questions for tomorrow about this excerpt, and then we will be able to delve deeper into it. And now we will continue with the song and the next part of the lesson.
The song.
This is a message from God to stop the war. This is a message from nature. You can be sure. This is a message of love, awakening your soul.